Serenely from her mountain height sublime, she mocks my hopeless labor as I creep each day a day's strength farther from the deep and nearer to her side for which I climb. Those were the first four lines of The Ideal by Odell Shepherd, a Pulitzer Prize-winning Connecticut author and renowned Trinity College, Hartford professor. He was the well-known publisher of Thoreau's journals. In the early 1930s, he built a writing retreat in the woods of Winchester, adjoining the Robertsville section of Colebrook and Barkhamsted. This is The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander. Housemates, this little flickering planet is such a lonely spark among the million mighty fires that blaze in the outer dark. The homeless waste about us leaves such a narrow span to this dim lodging for a night, this bivouac of man, that all the heavens wonder in all their alien stars to see us wreck our fellowship in mad fraternal wars. The Watcher in the Sky. She has grown pale and spectral with our wounds, and she is worn with memories of woe older than Karnak. Multitudinous feet of all the phantom armies of the world resounding down the hollow halls of time have kept their far-off rumour in her ear. For she was old when Nineveh and Tyre and Baalbek of the waste went down in blood. Pompeii and Tamburlaine and Genghis Khan are dreams of only yesternight to her. And still she keeps, chained to a loathsome thing, her straining, distant paces up and down the vaulted cell, but wistful of an end when all our swarms of shuddering life shall drop like some dead, cooling cinder down the void, leaving her clean in blessed barrenness. August 1914. Nightfall. In a crumbling glory sets the unhastening sun. The fishers draw their shining nets. The day is done. Across the ruddy wine that brims the sea, black boats drag shoreward through the brine, dreamily. And dark against the glow firing the west, by three and two the great gulls go seaward to rest. Beneath the gradual host of heaven, pale and glimmering, rides a dim sea-ghost. A large, slow sail. Slowly she cometh on, day's last faint breath drifting across the water, wan and grey as death. From what far-lying land swimmeth thy keeldom ship, and what mysterious hand is at thy wheel? What far-borne news for me, what vast release! Quiet is in my heart, and on the sea, peace. Balboa, California. Earthborn. No lapidary's heaven, no brazier's hell for me, for I am made of dust and dew and stream and plant and tree. I'm close akin to boulders, I am cousin to the mud, and all the winds of all the skies make music in my blood. I want a brook and pine trees, I want a storm to blow loud lunged across the looming hills with rain and sleet and snow. Don't put me off with diadems and thrones of chrysoprase. I want the winds of northern lights and wild March days. My blood runs red with sunset, my body is white with rain, and on my heart auroral skies have set their scarlet stain. My thoughts are green with springtime. Among the meadow rue I think my very soul is growing green and gold and blue. What will be left, I wonder, when death has washed me clean of dust and dew and sundown and April's virgin green? If there's enough to make a ghost, I'll bring it back again to the little lovely earth that bore me, body, soul, and brain. You've been listening to poems by Odell Shepherd on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.